This goes to Dr. M, like Mary, A-L-A-R-Z, like zebra. Fax is 989-583-0669. Regarding Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Rocha, R-O-C-H-A, date of birth 5-14 of 1936. Dear Dr. Millars, this is a follow-up visit for Christine with low sodium concentration, congestive heart failure, and atrial fibrillation. She is accompanied by her daughter today. Her last visit was September 4th, 2025. She did have an episode where she was feeling very poorly at home. Luckily, when she fell, she was sitting on her bed getting dressed and then fell over backwards, so just landed on her bed and did not fall forward, injuring herself on the floor. This happened 12/17 of 25, and she was admitted to Midland Hospital from 12/17 to 12/24, 2025. She did have pneumonia. She had acute encephalopathy, also a non-ST elevated myocardial infarction. She did not have a cardiac catheterization, but is actually managed medically for this problem. She has known chronic atrial fibrillation, and she's anticoagulated with Eliquist. And she's actually doing quite well currently. She's now living in an assisted living facility, and she's actually it's called Hampton Manor of Merrill, and she's very happy in that facility and enjoys the fact that she is not alone, and she states that the food is very good. So she's gaining weight because of that. Currently, no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema. Medications, she's on aspirin, 81 milligram daily, bisoprolol is 7.5 milligram once a day, Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day, Protonix 40 milligram daily, Crestor, this is new, it's 5 milligram daily, and albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations every 6 hours as needed for shortness of breath or wheezing. Physical exam, weight 103 pounds, pulse is 67, and blood pressure is 134 over 80. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur or rub. The abdomen is soft without ascites, trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And she appears slightly pale today. In labs, most recent lab studies were done December 24th of 2025. Creatinine is stable at 0.89, estimated GFR greater than 60. Sodium was 131, potassium is 4.2, carbon dioxide 32, albumin 3.2. Hemoglobin was 9.6 with normal white count, normal platelets. Hematocrit was 30.7. Assessment and plan, 1, mild chronic hyponatremia. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, a low albumin level when the patient had pneumonia. Hopefully that's improved at this time. 3, congestive heart failure after recent non-ST elevation myocardial infarction. And 4, chronic atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquist. We are going to have lab studies done this month. We'll do renal panel, CBC, a one-time urine for sodium and osmolality. We're also going to check ferritin and iron studies once due to the anemia. And she should continue to follow her low-salt diet. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.